As the Onondaga Nation prepares for a canoe trip this summer to promote awareness of the Two-Row Wampum Treaty, three Onondaga Nation men have gone back to their ancestors for inspiration. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, they're creating a canoe using some traditional methods for the joint project that commemorates the first treaty between the Native Americans and first European settlers.
First, Hickory Edwards of the Onondaga Turtle Clan started out with a tree, a hickory poplar from the nation property along Hemlock Creek.
We pick them because they're big enough. You know, some grow, you know, 3 feet wide, so others grow 4 feet. You know, this is big enough to fit a person sitting down inside of it.
Edwards and others then started using a woodworking tool called an adza that has a thin blade set at a right angle to the handle to help hollow out the huge log into that familiar canoe shape.
It's a lot of work. A lot of work.
After all the chipping and shaping, then it's time to start the burning process to give the canoe authenticity.
You burn it and then all the, you know, you just carve out the burnt parts with a stick, and after you're done, it's really smooth.
The last step, making it water worthy.
We're going to first seal it with pine pitch, bear grease, and charcoal. Have that mixed together and, you know, try to stuff the cracks as much as we can.
Then the canoe will make its way through the Mohawk River down the Hudson to New York City as part of the Two-Row Wampum Renewal Campaign, hopefully ending up at the National Museum of the American Indian. Edward says no one's done this, the Onondaga Nation, as far as he knows.
So I figured I'd take it upon myself to get that knowledge back in use and keep the old ways alive.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.